one time I made the announcement that if you get separated from the tour and the cemetery zombies carry you off to do whatever it is they do, that's not my problem. A little boy attached himself to me for the rest of the night and told me all the zombies that he ever wanted to know.
The Highland Cemetery Lantern Tours, located in Ipsy, are a fun fall activity for everyone to enjoy. On this tour, expect to hear enticing stories from the past and honor and respect those who have died. Your tour guide, local historian James Mann, has been hosting the Lantern Tours for over a decade and will also offer a few laughs here and there.
The History Club at Easton asked me to give a tour of Highland Cemetery, and they wanted the tour at night. And they also said that they would pay me. So I agreed, and I received permission from the Board of Trustees at Highland, and I gave the tour. It went very well, except that I hadn't realized it gets dark. So that was the first year. The next year, I did the tour on my own, and this year, I started collecting lanterns.
Like James said, walking around a cemetery at night gets dark, and it's a little bit dangerous. To brighten things up, cleverly began collecting lanterns.
I bought a number of them from yard sales, resale shops, and now I order them from a company in California.
No two tours are alike, but there are changes between seasons. Each tour is so unique, but James' favorite stop stays the same every time.
Well, my usual favorite stop is the woman who died at the age of 47 in the 1840s named Repentance. That was her first name. And also she is in a section of the cemetery that was transferred from the Old City Cemetery, which is now Prospect Park.
While Halloween is the perfect time of year for visiting the Highland Cemetery for a lantern tour, it isn't the only time tours are being held.
I sometimes held tours between Christmas and New Year's. Also, I've held some on the Memorial Day weekend. December, when I was started hosting the last tour, there was a thick fog, and I wasn't sure if anybody was going to come because the fog made driving dangerous. I'm standing outside the cemetery gates looking around, and then I turned and looked through the gates into the cemetery, and there was a big buck standing just inside the cemetery looking at me.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No, knock on wood. No, I do not believe in ghosts. Although I've had a few strange experiences, although none at the cemetery. I am a volunteer at the Ypsilanti Historical Museum, which is said to be haunted by the ghost of Minerva Dow, who is buried at Highland. Never had an experience at Highland that could be called paranormal.
Everyone needs a break, especially with midterms approaching. Learning about some of the deceased, influential residents of Ypsilanti helps you appreciate the stories, lives, and legacies they left behind. The Highland Cemetery Lantern Tours are located at 943 North River Street in Ypsilanti. Tickets for the tours are $10 a person. There are limited spots available from now until October 31st. You can register online from the Highland Cemetery Facebook page or via the link in our website. This episode was written by yours truly, Kayla Trefill, and it was produced by Rodney Kabansag. To listen to more episodes of our podcast, visit easternecho.com. The podcast section can be reached via email at podcast.easternecho.com. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, be sure to tune in for next Monday's episode.